This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, for years, I've gotten my panties all up in a bunch when I hear people tell patients or students that, no, diabetes is not linked to pancreatic cancer. And I'm like, whoa, wait, yes, it is. So many people I knew with diabetes would come down with pancreatic cancer. In fact, most of the patients who had pancreatic cancer were diabetic. Now, it's kind of like all apples grow on trees, not all trees grow apples sort of thing. You really can't make that assumption yet. But when I was younger in medical school, when I was going through, you know, my early years of practice, I'm like, okay, you have diabetes. I just want to keep an eye on the pancreas. Now, why don't most doctors do that? Well, you can't really keep an eye on the pancreas. The pancreas is an organ that's kind of buried, right, you know, under a lot, muscle and fascia. You can't just ultrasound a pancreas and pick up on cancer that easily. In fact, there's no screen that's allowed by the United Services, the United Preventative Services Task Force. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And there's like six letters to that acronym. You can't remember six. Five is my limit. So, there's really no screen that we could do for diabetes. Yet, I am sick and tired of people asking, okay, well, you know what? Does diabetes put me at risk for cancer? Of course it does. Diabetes suppresses your immune system. It puts you in a vulnerable state for infection. If you're in a vulnerable state for infection and yeast infections and pneumonia and flu, then you would also be in a vulnerable position for cancer. But this latest study coming out of Seoul, talks about how people with higher blood sugar are more at risk for pancreatic cancer. And a lot of well-known people have pancreatic cancer. Aretha Franklin, Alex Trebek right now is battling pancreatic cancer. Steve Jobs. So it worries people. You know, as you kind of see these high-profile people get a disease, and they look slim, and they look healthy, and you're like, okay, I don't want that because pancreatic cancer is a killer. Yeah, I mean, you know, you get diagnosed with that. Many times you're diagnosed later stage. And I'm not saying everybody with pancreatic cancer is diabetic, and I'm not saying all diabetics get pancreatic cancer, but I need people to stop, all right, misinforming people that if you have diabetes, you're not at risk for cancer. I think you're at higher risk, and I think you need to be watched closer. I also think you're at higher risk for heart disease. So what is diabetes? A lot of people, they just really don't understand what diabetes is. And I'm going to be honest with you. When I was in medical school, I was like, huh? Insulin? What? I don't get it. And the only reason why I understand diabetes to the degree that I do is because when I was in medical school and we were rotating in Las Vegas, we had to go to a diabetic education course in Desert Springs Hospital. And there was a nurse that was teaching people diabetes, and she was fantastic. And the way she explained diabetes made perfect sense, and this is how I explain it to you guys. And I got to be quick because I know the segment's kind of short. So basically, okay, look at your body, and I've talked about this on air before. Don't worry, I'm writing this down so you guys can read it later. But basically, look at your body as like an office, okay, or like a clinic, okay? So your mouth is like the waiting room. So food comes into your mouth, right, just like people coming into the waiting room, right, okay? The hallway ends up being your bloodstream. You start dissolving. Actually, digestion first starts with your fork and knife, but you digest the food. You start absorbing the sugar right away. You can absorb the sugar in your tongue. You start absorbing your sugar in your small intestine, okay? That sugar now is in your bloodstream, just like the hallways, all right, of a clinic. The cells of the body, which need that sugar to grow, are like the clinic doors, right? So you got the waiting room, you got the hallway, and then you got the clinic doors. So the job of the body is to get the sugar from the hallway into the rooms. Okay? So from the bloodstream into the doors. And kind of what makes that happen is your insulin. Your insulin is like the key to the door, she explained, which made perfect sense. So, in type 1 diabetics, these little kids that don't make a lot of insulin, their sugar stays in the bloodstream. They're not feeding the cell. It's not getting into the room. So they start to starve. They get very, very skinny. So if they don't have enough keys, we need to give them keys. So we need to give them insulin so we can open the door. With type 2 diabetics, they kind of have had insulin because otherwise they would have died as a kid. So they have some insulin, baseline insulin. But maybe a couple things happened. Maybe one is they got a virus that attacked the pancreas. Maybe it's the same virus that might be causing pancreatic cancer. A lot of cancers are caused by viruses, something to think about. Or they got plenty of insulin, but there's something kind of pushing against the door. We call that insulin resistance. And what's one of the number one causes of insulin resistance, something pushing against the door so that sugar can't get in? Fat. So fat causes insulin resistance. Now, she also said that exercise helps increase your sensitivity of insulin, kind of lubricates the key, which is why she recommends exercising. But the purpose of the body, the purpose of the insulin, is to get that sugar from the hallway into the room or from the bloodstream into the cell. If not, the sugar stays in the bloodstream. Now, in nature, the body always wants to go for neutral, you know. So if something's super sugary or something salty, they're going to want to dilute it and make it neutral. So what do most diabetics do? They drink. They get thirsty. So you get thirsty. And then you have your little blood vessels in the eyes. And if they're really, really full of sugar and your body's trying to take in extra water to start to kind of neutralize the osmolarity, boom. I mean, there's only so much these little blood vessels could take before they burst. Plus, sugar in the bloodstream doesn't really allow strong components to get where they need to. So you don't get your inflammatory cells when you need to. Your nerves don't get fed what it needs to. And then infection loves the taste of sugar. Fungus, it loves sugar. Bacteria loves sugar. It's a never-ending supply of food. So why would an infection leave? The infection would like to just sit there and grow. So diabetics can have issues with their eyes. It's very sticky, sugar. So when it floats through the blood, if it's that sugar's not getting into the cell, and it will just stick and make these, you know, plaques with cholesterol and calcium on the arteries. So your job is to get that sugar from that bloodstream into the cell. So you got to exercise. You got to have less sugar coming down the pipe. Get less sugar coming into that waiting room, into the mouth. You got to exercise more. But you also don't want to overwork the pancreas. So the idea here between diabetes and pancreatic cancer is maybe we eat too much sugar, that we're overloading the pancreas, making it work too hard, or I think it's a virus. All right, that was fast. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Yeah, I got to tell you, I know many people want to know what's been happening with the Mueller testimony. I've been on air, so I haven't been able to watch it. I'm hearing that a lot of people let him have it. I'm hearing he seemed a little confused. I'm not sure. I'm seeing little clips. And this has been over 100 days since the release of the report detailing Russia's attempts to interfere with the 2016 presidential election. And I'm not exactly sure who's going to win on this one. We've spent a lot of time, a lot of money, and the idea of another country interfering with our election, all right, makes us look bad, whether it's true or not. If we don't have control, all right, whether they helped Hillary whether they went after Hillary, whether they helped Trump. I don't know what the hell happened. All right? But what I do know, just from what I'm seeing, is a pretty much half and half split. I'm hearing half the country loves Trump. The other half the country hates him. I mean, you almost wonder if another country did interfere with the election, did it do anything? Now, of course, to, you know, Hillary, that means everything because she said she won the popular vote, lost the electoral college vote. People always say, well, gosh, you know, Trump was not, you know, did not win the votes of Americans. Well, you don't understand. If New York City and Los Angeles, right, some of the most populous cities, I think the two most populous cities in America, if you have a whole bunch of them come in droves and vote, does that represent all of America? Well, no. That's why we have the Electoral College. If New York and L.A. got to speak for America, places in, you know, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Little Rock, Arkansas, Wichita, Kansas, wouldn't have a voice. So, you know, when people keep saying, well, Trump didn't win, Hillary won, you know, popular vote is only part of the equation. And again, you know, where was the biggest percentage of the votes coming from? And, you know, the Electoral College works for both sides. You know, I see country, I see when they break down these elections, and they break it down, and you see the states, and they're almost all red, with a couple little counties in blue, and the state went blue. And you hear people yelling and screaming, going, I don't understand, it's a red state, it's a red state. Well, but if most of the population in that state is in those one or two little bitty counties, you know, that's where it's going to go for the Electoral College. So the Electoral College actually, and I know a lot of people disagree with me, but the Electoral College helps both the Democrats and the Republicans. Some states that would have turned red turned blue because of, you know, well, like Pennsylvania in an election ago, not this last election, between Pittsburgh and Philly, that was enough to carry the whole state. We've seen that with Virginia. We've seen that with multiple states. So then it went the way of the Democrats. In this particular last election in 2016, it went the way of the Republicans. There were enough states where the states turned, there was enough voting where the states turned the way it needed to be. So, you know, we have another election coming on, and where I sit with this, and I think where a lot of you guys sit, is I really want a lot of the BS cut out. Okay? We have some real big fish to fry. We have some serious, serious issues. Healthcare, to me, has not been addressed. I'm ticked off at both sides with this one. All right, and I understand, I give the Republicans a pass because the way the ACA was written is if you mess with it, you implode the system. So a repeal and replace really wasn't that practical unless they had a way where they could, you know how I described it? Remember in Raiders of the Lost Ark, in the first one, right, Harrison Ford has to, Professor Jones is trying to take that little statue. But he had to have a bag of sand, and he had to make sure that he judged the weight of the statue and the amount of gold with that bag of sand, so then the cave didn't realize that it was missing. And then it turned out it realized it was missing, the whole thing was imploded. Okay, that's how I look at the Republicans trying to replace, repeal and replace, or do anything with healthcare. All right, it is designed where if you try to touch that gold statue, no matter what you try to replace, there's going to be sequelae. And it's going to be a lose-lose. So people keep asking me, all right, Dr. Dahlia, what do we do? What's going on? Where do we go? You know, what do we write our Congress people? What do we ask them to do? I don't know. The damage is done. I really don't know. Personally, I think a major overhaul, including going back to the olden days where you pay cash. Get the middleman out of there. Get the insurance company out of there. It doesn't, to me, make any sense paying an insurance company $1,200 a month to ask my doctor to only charge me $200 from a $300 bill. Now, mind you, major medical, yeah, you need it. But for a lot of the little stuff, maybe we need to go to cash. I don't know. And then everybody just pays a major medical plan. And that might work because not everybody needs major medical. Insurance companies can't make money. So, healthcare is not being fixed. We still have major issues. It's not, people can't get into a doctor. We now have a huge push towards telemedicine. I'm a fan of telemedicine. I work for telemedicine. I think it has an amazing place now in healthcare, but it's definitely changing the way medicine is done. Doctors aren't smelling it, touching it, feeling it. I mean, if we have to refer, we'll refer. But, you know, that initial first line screen, I'm missing out on a lot of my instinct because it's over a phone. And so medicine is different nowadays. And so I think the economy and the country is going to, like ants trying to find a way to food, going to kind of figure out other ways. I think before government figures it out, people are going to figure it out. And they already are. A lot of people are like, look, can I just pay you cash? You know, if you'll take me same day, tell them I will pay cash. And there's not a lot of doctors out there that will turn away cash. So I think a lot of people are like, you know what, why don't I just, you know, let's get the middleman out. So to me, that's an idea. But again, we do need insurance companies. We can't put them out of business entirely. But for the little stuff, we don't use insurance. Everybody pays some sort of something for like a major medical. Hopefully it's even cheaper than what we're paying now for all the little stuff. And you're going to have to drive prices down. Doctors are going to have to start charging $25 instead of $100 if they want to get the patient. And the doctor may gladly charge it because now they don't have to pay for electronic billing software. They don't have to take a loss of the insurance company not paying them. They don't have to pay for staff for billing. Pay the lady up front $25, I'll see you in the room. If you need an EKG or bandages or whatever, we can charge you extra. So, and you may find out that you're actually paying less of what you're paying your health insurance. It's crazy. I'm hearing people are having $300 out-of-pocket costs. They're paying, I don't know how much, $1,000 a month. And if they need to go to the doctor, it's going to cost them $300. I'm like, then don't pay that $1,000 a month. My guess is your urgent care visit isn't going to be much more than $300 anyway, so you just saved yourself $1,000. So there needs to be an overhaul in that respect. Also, we got to figure out what we're doing with immigration. All right, unemployment is down, but we still have, what they say, 10 to 12% of Americans still out of work. So we want our Americans working because you're not going to have a lot of people really open to other people taking their jobs if Americans are out of work. We need more people paying taxes. We don't need higher taxes. We need the people that don't pay taxes that are very well fit and able-bodied and able to work, working and paying taxes. We need the money distributed correctly. Schools should not be underfunded. Not with the amount of money we're paying on taxes. In fact, in my neck of the woods, they're mulling another tax increase. We're like, where did all the money go to the schools? So we got a lot of fish to fry. And while I'm watching what's going on with Mueller and you are and, you know, Mueller report and, you know, in England, Boris has now taken over Theresa May's, Boris Johnson. We got Puerto Rico's governor resigning. You know, there's a lot of drama and it's really exciting and everybody's kind of watching everything that's going on, right? But nobody's spending the time fixing the problems that we really need fixed. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Any place, any anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Special Counsel Robert Mueller's testimony has wrapped up before a House Judiciary Committee today. Republicans pressed Mueller on the Steele dossier, which he did not answer questions about. With more on what they pressed him about, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Republican Representative Doug Collins pressing Mueller about whether the terms collusion and conspiracy are synonymous.
Leave it with the report.
So the report says, yes, they are synonymous. Yes. Hopefully, for finally, out of your own report, we can put to bed the collusion and conspiracy.
Like he says in his report, Mueller told lawmakers there was insufficient evidence to file conspiracy charges against anyone in the Trump campaign.
Puerto Rico's Democratic Governor Ricardo Rossello is expected to resign. The move comes after more than a week of protests calling for him to step down. Rossello would be replaced by his Secretary of Justice, Wanda Vasquez. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm applying for life insurance, and I'm due. It's crazy. Everybody always said life insurance is the worst investment ever. You know, they screw you on that, but you're like, but we have to. We have to do it. You know, it stunk. My dad didn't have life insurance, and when he died, nobody had money to bury him, so we did. Emptied out our bank account, you know. It's not, you know, nobody's ever, you know, thinking it's going to happen to them. And insurance companies, you know, they'd love to insure you when you're young, as long as you have low-risk activity. But then all of a sudden, your 20-year or your 25-year term is over. And now you got to, you know, as a middle-aged person, try to get life insurance. And watch, it's going to purposely cut out before I turn 70 or whatever. And it's like, are you kidding me? And so, but anyway. So with life insurance, you know, you need a physical. They do a blood test and a urine test. All right. I think they'll do a drug test. I don't mind. Fine by me. I don't do drugs. That's fine by me. I was driving down the road, and I was smelling pot. And I'm like, guys, come on. Okay, you know, in my neck of the woods, it's legal. And I don't understand why I am on a highway in open desert. And I am able to, in my car with rolled up windows and air conditioning, smell somebody else's pot. That must mean it is really stinking up in somebody's car. We're talking about high potent. And, you know, it's interesting. I was in Amsterdam. I think I told you guys about this. In Amsterdam, I don't think marijuana is legal outside the coffee shops. Coffee shops, they're not cafes. They're little coffee shops. I think they're called coffee shops. And they were packed. You could smell the marijuana walking by one of those. So that's where you could buy your marijuana smoke, but you could only do it within their facility. You were not allowed to smoke it on the street. And I noticed in Amsterdam, you couldn't smell marijuana. And Amsterdam is very well known for, you know, its lax in, you know, some of the fun stuff. But you don't smell it all over. So I think in America, we may need to kind of, you know, take some advice from some of the other cities on how they do it. Because, you know, marijuana stinking is not good. And it hurts your home value. It doesn't really help when you need a job, if you need to do a drug test. So I'm sure I'm fine. But I hate driving down the highway and smelling it. But it happens. Now, this is the summer. And they say, according to a recent study, the summer is the most common season for U.S. teens and adults to try recreational drugs for the first time. You would think it would be Christmas break. No. The study researchers analyzed information from more than 394,000 Americans aged 12 and older who completed a yearly survey on drug use between 2011 and 2017. Participants were asked whether they'd used certain drugs like LSD, marijuana, cocaine, ecstasy, MDMA, Molly, and what month and year they initiated use. All right? And so luckily they were honest. All right? And they said during the summer, June through August, most people first tried these drugs, compared with other times of the year. Now, that's not really rocket science to me, because think about it. If a kid is in school, parents are home, right? Parents are working, kids surrounded by teachers, then they have their sports, so they're surrounded by their coach, then they have to study, and they're not really hanging out with friends as much, they're probably not going to be getting into trouble. But in the summer, when you don't have school, parents are off at work, you don't have a teacher watching over you. You're hanging out with your friends all day with no supervision. Yeah. So it makes sense. Which is why I really think kids should not be off for 3 full months. I think there should be a time for people to go on vacation. I am a fan of 12-month school year or jobs. You know, I mean, I have two strapping boys. They're great. You know, one is at least doing summer school, but the other one, what are you doing? You want to look for a job? No. You got all this time. You know how much money you could make during the summer? And then you could have that for gas money, and then, but you pay for gas. That's got to change. So they say 34% of people who said they had begun using LSD in the previous 2 years had tried it first during the summer months. And among those respondents who had recently started using marijuana, cocaine, or ecstasy, about 30% had initiated use during the summer. That compares with fewer than 25% of recent initiates of LSD, marijuana, cocaine, ecstasy, who said they started using the drugs during each of the other 3 seasons of the year. Now, some parents are like, no, Dr. Dahlia, you're wrong. It's the parties. So if the kids are going to a party after the football game, or they're going to a tailgate, that's when they're going to be drinking and smoking and all that. You got a point. But I really believe it's the boredom of summer and the lack of supervision. Parents still have to work. I would love to see the study of teachers, you know, parents who are teachers, and their child drug use versus others. because a lot of teachers are home for the summer. And so it'll be interesting to see if their supervision prevents drug use in their teens. It'll be interesting to see. So the researchers hypothesize that the uptick in drug initiation during the summer months may be due in part to people having more leisure time. Duh. Outdoor social activities, such as musical festivals, are more common in summer. That could also, yeah. When was Woodstock? I thought Woodstock was spring. I'm trying to think. I don't know. I didn't go to Woodstock. I was too young. But still. So they say parent and educators who are concerned about the drugs need to educate them year-round about potential risks, with emphasis right before the summer months. First-time drug users may be unfamiliar with the drug effects, so they could be more at risk of overdosing. People who decide to use illegal or recreational drugs for the first time should educate themselves about the drug's side effects. He also recommended having the company of trusted friends when using a drug for the first time and making sure to drink enough fluids to get enough rest to avoid dehydration, exhaustion, and heat stroke. We are at the point now where we are giving people advice on the best way to get high and the safest way to get high. It blows my mind. You know, I have grown up with parents of the thinking, no sex, till you're married, no drugs. And here now, I have to have conversations with my kids. I try to say no sex. No sex. My boy's like, well, Mom, no sex. Oh, my gosh, with the whole, you know, people accusing others. I tried to talk to them about, you know, no boobies. I go, do not touch a girl's boobie. Mom, can we please talk about this when my friends aren't here? No, y'all need to listen to it, okay? Guys, don't be touching girls' boobies. But she's my girlfriend. It doesn't matter. She could accuse you later that she never wanted to be your girlfriend and never wanted you to touch a boobie. Well, that doesn't make any sense. You don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about. So the conversation now parents are having with kids is not no sex, no drugs. It's, all right, well, you know, are you using a condom? Let me put you on birth control if you're going to have sex. Here's a condom, here's a birth control. Some parents agree with that. They're like, yeah, you know, if you can't beat them, join them. You know, mitigate the unwanted pregnancy, mitigate the STDs. Same thing with drugs. Well, if you're going to get high, do it at the house. Do it with me watching. You know, a lot of parents, and I understand the logic, a lot of parents freak out when their kids are going off drinking at other people's houses. And a lot of parents, and I even, you know, I would never do this, but it just made more sense to me that if the kids are going to have a party, host the party. Not that you want to, you know, you want to participate in any, you know, underage drinking or whatever, but it's like, you know, if my kid is going to drink, I'd rather he do it at my house and not at somebody else's house. So there are parents out there that say, guys, I don't mind you guys having beers, but nobody drives. And that happens a lot more often than you know. I think one doctor in town got in trouble, in big trouble, because that's contributing to the delinquency of a minor. But I think his heart was in the right place. He was like, I don't want you guys drinking at so-and-so's and then driving drunk. You guys are going to stay here. You're going to sleep over. But if you really need to drink the beer, you'll do it where I know you're going to be safe. So I get what he was thinking, but he still got in trouble because you can't do that. So, you know, summertime is a bad time for kids. And, you know, expect your kids to be dabbling. Get them jobs. As soon as summer hits, get them doing something. 1-877-DOLLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I threw something at the TV when I saw people throwing buckets of water at, police officers. There were two separate, did you guys see, there were two separate videos of New York City police officers getting attacked with water. One where you see two police officers walking down the sidewalk and people just dousing them and dousing them. I think somebody was arrested in that one. And then you have another video where the officers are arresting somebody And they're being thrown with water, and one of them being hit in the head with one of the big plastic buckets. Now, the first thing you think of when you see this is, okay, the police officer should have turned around, right, wrestled them down to the ground, all right, and just, handcuffed them, threw them into the car. And you're like, okay, why didn't the officer turn around and stop it? On the other end, you're like, wait a second, did the officers do the right thing? They were outnumbered. And you have your, and rather than escalate, get out of there. And then do the arrest later. But either way, people are ticked. With NBC News, they say two videos showing New York City police officers being doused with water in two separate incidents went viral, sparking outrage. In one video taken in Harlem, officers are splashed with water and then hit with the empty buckets in their heads. In another, you see two drenched officers walking away from a situation in Brooklyn. Now, the officers did not respond. And again, maybe it's because they were told, don't engage, get out of there. And it's a shame. It is really a shame to see our officers bullied and beat and attacked like that. I mean, it shows you the danger they're in, where they're not allowed to fight back. But some NYPD officials are saying that the officers in the video should have acted tougher. Union leaders are angered that the officers' actions are being questioned. So now we're having a poll of should the officers have brought the rain and said, you mess with us, you mess with all of us. Should they have, brought backup? Should it, the tensions are high. And then others are like, no, they did the right thing. They got out of there before it could have really gotten bad. But the problem is, do people now think they could get away with it? Is throwing water and hitting an officer just the start of things? People aren't afraid of the police anymore. I was watching Stranger Things. All right, I don't like this season as much as the other seasons. And the cop, pulls a gun on the bad guy. And the bad guy's like, you're not going to shoot. You got rules. Police officers are starting to become the least scary individuals out there when we used to fear them. You never mess with a cop. You never mess with a cop. But because of some of these officer-involved shootings, there's this big PR campaign, and this big push to, all right, officers don't act until, you're 100% sure. Or whatever. And the problem is it is putting them at risk. It's putting everybody at risk. You have a lot of bystanders out there going, wait a second, this is out of control. The police are leaving. We have people doing mayhem. We have people violating the law, and police are leaving because they were splashed with water. Who's going to then come in and stop these people? So, there's a lot of controversy. Now, the chief of department, Terrence Monahan, says any cop who thinks that's all right, that they could walk away from something like that, maybe should reconsider whether or not this is a profession for them. See, I'd really like to interview the cops and go, what were they told? Were they told that they should just get out of there? Were they told to not engage? NYPD leadership is standing by Monahan's comments. The NYPD put out a memo to officers saying that the suspects of both incidents should have been identified and arrested, and at a minimum, a supervisor should have been called in. So far, no arrests have been made. Actually, we find out that they say it was a gang member. We found out that they have arrested one of the men that approached the officers and dumped water. So one person was. But NYPD did release photos Tuesday evening of three individuals wanted for questioning. So they did post those pictures out there of people that they, are suspects. Now, former Mayor Rudy Giuliani blamed current Mayor Bill de Blasio for the officer's response or lack thereof. He said on Fox News that would never happen in a million years when I was mayor of New York City. He said, actually, it wouldn't happen if we didn't have a progressive, retrogressive, completely laser mayor. He said this, lazy mayor in New York City, who is absolutely destroying the quality of life in the city. Now, Giuliani was mayor between 1994 and 2001. He had a zero-tolerance law enforcement style. So, de Blasio responded, saying the truth is crime has never been lower in New York City, and that's because we're bridging the divide between police and communities. a divide Rudy Giuliani helped create. So you got two schools of thought here. You know, everybody hold hands, try to, you know, use PR as a method to unite, or the idea of you don't mess with cops, you don't commit crimes. If you do, there's consequences. So I don't know what's the better way. But the one thing that I can't tolerate is our police officers or our firefighters or our teachers or our nurses and doctors or our pharmacists or dentists or, you know, construction workers being bullied and not being able to fight back. You know, I mean, we talk about this, you know, with school. You know, what's the best advice you give your kid? If your kid gets punched, should he punch that kid back so that kid backs off? Or should he go and tell the teacher and not engage? Half the country is going to be torn with that answer. And a big worry some of us or our parents have is, well, you know, we don't want kids punching each other and hurting themselves because they can do a lot of damage. And then the other worry parents have is, do our kids even know how to fight? Can our kids even throw a punch if they ever need to? So, seeing disrespect pervade to our police or law enforcement when their presence alone should make everybody kind of stand at attention and go, you know what, and I'm not saying it has to be military style, but, you know, don't be doing anything wrong and stop and make it look like you're not doing anything wrong. I mean, when a cop pulls you over, I told you guys that, one of the best ways to get out of a police ticket is being, you know, making sure that the officer's safety is on your mind. When you get pulled over, roll down the windows, right, so then they know, especially if your windows are tinted, alright, make sure your hands are on the 10 to 2. Okay, be ready. And you know, look straight ahead. Don't be trying to, you know, look like you're, you know, planning something. Because every time they walk up to a car, they're putting their lives at risk. And the last thing you want them is on the defense. Same thing. If a bunch of bad stuff's happening, alright, around you and you see the cops come out, just stand still. What you need. I mean, remember, their job is to protect you. They swear an oath. They take an oath to protect you. And for some reason, over the past few years, the idea of cops are a joke has been allowed to pervade. And that's wrong. And I think a lot of people want to get that back. Where if these people, I mean, who wants to be a cop now? I remember when I was growing up, gosh, being a police officer was amazing. You got to be a police officer, very, very cool. I still think it's very, very cool. Why would anybody want to go to work and put their life on the line? And I know it was just water, but it could have been anything else. That could have been gasoline. That could have been acid. No cop should have to, or any first responder, should have to endure any sort of assault, whether it's water, a bucket, acid, bullets, knife. And I mean, maybe officers need to always be in teams. Maybe having a partner isn't enough. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.